Also in Washington, Republican Congressman Porter Goss has confirmation hearings tomorrow on his nomination to lead the Central Intelligence Agency. As he prepares, here is advice and opinion from San Jose Mercury News foreign affairs columnist Dan Snyder. Intelligence agencies, he says, must rethink how to be smart.
When it comes to the failure of our intelligence community to prevent 9/11 and to discover the truth about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction, there are two words you need to know: stovepipes and groupthink. Stovepipes is beltway talk for the inability of different intelligence agencies to share information. The intelligence flows up and down a single pipe within the FBI or the CIA, for example, but not between them. Groupthink describes the failure to challenge assumptions. It's the pressure to interpret ambiguous evidence, to back the collective wisdom, and to ignore information that challenges it. Stovepipes and groupthink figure prominently in two devastating reports issued in July. The 9/11 Commission report documents how stovepiping made it almost impossible to connect the dots of intelligence that could have painted a picture of Al-Qaeda and its plot. A Senate Intelligence Committee report details how biased groupthink led to false conclusions about the existence of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. Those two reports have prompted a rush in Congress to create a centralized intelligence bureaucracy. In its most radical form, a new national intelligence director would have total control over the 15 intelligence agencies now spread between different departments. Putting all the little boxes into one big box looks good on paper. In theory, it ought to yield more coordinated and better intelligence. But centralization only worsens the problems of stovepipes and groupthink. All the divisions within the intelligence community will just be recreated inside the new box. The stovepiping of information can be better tackled by finding new systems to connect information that is gathered by different organizations. Former Defense Secretary Bill Perry, a Stanford engineering professor, compare such systems to the internet search engine Google. Remarkably, even 3 years after 9/11, a searchable, linked database that's available to all agencies still doesn't exist. Even more troubling, centralization is certain to reduce the competition of analytical views. Agencies that tried to challenge the CIA's groupthink on Iraq would have even less chance of being heard. The reorganization steamroller, now revving up in Congress, is just groupthink in another form. If the aim is to improve our national security, not just to deflect public anger, then Congress should take the time to engage in real deliberation.
Opinion from Dan Snyder. He writes on foreign affairs for the San Jose Mercury News.